one mic, one voice. You can change the world, it's your choice. One mic, one voice. You can change the world, it's your choice. One mic, one voice. You can change the world, it's your choice. One mic, one voice.
Welcome to the One Mic, One Voice show, Building the Collective Conscience, a show that is created to give space where your voice, ideas, and informed opinions can be heard, appreciated, and debated. I'm Michael Eric Owens.
And I'm DT.
Oh, man.
Man, it's
5-0.
It feels good, doesn't it?
5-0.
Man, I'm having some great vibes right now for the 50th episode. I'm hoping to continue that momentum on into the rest of the show.
This is exciting, man. Did you think it's a year later?
Right.
We put in the work. Mm-hmm. It's 5-0.
50th episode. 11,000 followers on our Facebook page.
11,000. Our goal was this year?
10,000. Listen, last week, right, you said, what is our goal?
Yeah.
10,000.
10,000.
And at that point, we were at 6,000.
6,000.
And this is a week later.
What'd you do? I said, go out and spread the word. Tell your friends. Man. Share the page. And we're at 11,000, man.
And climbing.
The next 15,000.
That's right.
Then 20. You know, we want to make sure that people understand that socially you have to be connected.
That's true. You
have to be in tune. You have to open up your mind to the ideas that that you don't know at all, and that through dialogue and education, you too can be, or as we can say, can have an informed opinion.
That's right. Reached out from Cairo.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah. We're going to be doing a Skype, as we say, presentation to a professor in Cairo, Egypt, that has a broadcasting communication class, reached out to us on Facebook and said he loves what we're doing. I think we can add value to his students. And so I'm excited to
from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, relocated to OKC.
OKC.
Reaching people in Cairo, Egypt.
Man, that's deep.
That is deep, man. And it speaks to what you talked about earlier about us being socially connected. You know, there are things happening in the world that affect all of us.
Yes.
And at the basis level, we understand that we have an obligation to fulfill, you know, what we're here to do on the One Mic, One Voice show. And keep spreading that information out there.
Absolutely. And I want to say, in the studio with us today is Brother Kareem Muhammad.
Kareem, this is like your 50th episode.
Yes. I feel like I am a part of this movement.
Man, we appreciate it.
That's what this is. This is exciting for me. Every time I come on here, I love it.
And we wanted you to just stop by the studio, man, to, you know, just because you've been such a supporter of One Mic, One Voice and with the Teacher Appreciation Foundation and the great work that you're doing and the impact that you're making within the educational system. We just wanted you to stop by, man, and just, you know, speak some wisdom to us.
Oh, thank you. Like I said, every time I come on here, I'm excited. It's something new. It's something. It's always something that has to be done. Work is never finished. Of course, we had the gala this past July. Black and Studios was in the in the place, and it was something exciting. I know I keep saying that. It's just this is what keeps me going. Yeah. Keeps me going. You know.
Yeah.
Things like this. So you can call me anytime. If I'm in the city, I'm coming.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We appreciate it. And because we do believe that this show is an outlet. It's an outlet for people to learn. But it's also, I think, an outlet for people to be able to carry some of the ideas and the conversation that we have here on the mic into their own little social sphere, so to speak, you know.
Michael, let me ask you a question, okay? We've been doing this, it's the 50th episode,
yeah,
right? So in 50 episodes, What is one thing that you can say that you've grown in doing this show since episode one?
Wow, that's a real good question.
Yeah, it's time to reflect,
you know,
baby.
You know, I can say that, you know, what stuck out to me is not just doing the show, but the interaction mm-hmm. with our listeners and even the, I want to say, the heated debate mm-hmm. that I get, you know, through social media. And what I have learned is that there is a growing desire for knowledge mm-hmm. Beyond race, mm-hmm. beyond gender. And that there are more that be like us than against us. Mm-hmm. I think that's what I've learned. And I tell you one key thing I learned about doing the show, I need you here in the studio. Because when I'm solo, it get a little crazy. It get a little out of control. So I need that equalizer. And that's what you bring.
So
to
I got
the show.
I got to do a better job of staying on the job, right? Because I can take a couple days off every now and then. I'm sorry.
So I put that question back on you. So what have you?
You know, man. Like I feel like I've personally grown just in general. Like the show is the show, but even outside of the studio, there's yeah. still work to be done. Like Kareem said, you know, kind of in the middle of doing too much and not doing enough. Yeah. You know, and so in the show, I feel like I've gained more of a voice for myself to be able to express some of the things that are happening and just to be able to be around and amongst people who also share those ideas. Yeah. And it just brings out more that you might have not known that you had inside of you. Mm-hmm. So I've grown tremendously since being able to do this show, and I enjoy it.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's in the transition from into a new studio. Mm.
Oh, yeah.
I think we over the, you know, even Black and Studios, man. I mean, over the course of
Black and Studios, you know, has grown.
Yeah, it has grown. I mean, well, we, you know, I often tell Richard we the flagship of the of Black and Studios. So don't get it twisted.
Richard, are we riding with that? Okay, he gives a thumbs
yeah,
up.
Yeah, don't get it twisted. But we have went from the very beginning to where we are at one now, I think one of the top-notch podcasting companies in the nation. Mm. I don't know if many podcasting companies can say that they're everywhere. You know what I mean? That's deep to say that
wow.
you know, they're mm. they're talking to everyone on every continent mm. and wow. you know, reaching people beyond our borders. Mm-hmm. And that's huge, man, because we live in the information age, and being able to share these ideas with folks, like I say, in Asia, in the United Kingdom, you know, on the continent of Africa, throughout South America. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is the impact that this studio is having. And I don't take that lightly.
Who would have thunk it?
You know, that's what I'm saying.
My goodness.
And I don't take it lightly, man. When we hear from brothers and sisters all over the world, man, I don't take that lightly, mm-hmm. man. And it's just not Black people. We hear from white people mm-hmm. all over the world, from mm-hmm. Europe. And so I don't take that lightly, man. So I think our charge is to continue to do what we do unadulterated. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I know folks get mad. I know they get upset, Brother Kareem. You just seen some of my Facebook.
Oh, yeah, yes. Yes, I have. I sure have. So, you know, but going back to what we said about how the numbers have grown for this movement, you know, as I say movement.
Yes, sir.
And numbers don't stop. Yeah. I encourage all of us, once we hit that goal, the work never stops.
Yeah.
As I said, when we were setting up, you know, prior to my events, I get no sleep.
Yeah.
The day before, the day of, and the day after.
Yeah.
Because it's always work that has right. to be done.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it looks, you know, as if that this movement has not been complacent at all.
No, sir.
At all.
We hungry.
And I, you know, I've you know, seen Brother Richard. You know, I've been in the trenches,
yes,
so
yes,
to speak.
Yes.
And this is a phenomenal thing. I'm excited. I love this. This is what drives me. So when I got the phone call yesterday, I believe.
Yeah.
I said, absolutely, I'll be here.
Absolutely,
no question.
Mm-hmm. Well, I appreciate that, man. I like you.
And when you got people like that on your side, I mean, man, how could you lose?
Sky's the limit. Like Brother Kareem say, goodness. Let's work. I heard Prince. Let's work.
Let's work.
Dude, let's work. My brother know what he's talking about. Hey, listen, folks, we're having a great time. 5-0 is in the house.
It's in the house.
And we've done it. We've put in the work. But we got, we got a long way to go, though.
Man, that is so true.
Yes.
So true.
But we celebrate today. Listen, we're going to take a break. I hope you got your special mix because we do. And we will be right back.
What's up, guys? I am Leah Marie, owner of The Selfie Gods. Make sure you head over to our website, www.theselfiegods.com, and order your very own selfie moon. If you need that good lighting whenever you out in the club or you out hanging out with your friends and you need some more light for your selfies, that's definitely what you want to get, the selfie moon.
My name is Kareem Muhammad, Executive Director of Teachers Appreciation Foundation. When I listen to podcast radio, I'm always tuned in to One Mic, One Voice. Thank you.
Welcome back to the One Mic, One Voice show. You know, again, 5-0, right? I mean, 50.
50.
And on the phone. Now, you know I get excited, man. Uh-oh. You know, when I get excited even when my daughter kind of texts me a little bit. So to have her on the phone right now is just, hey, man, I'm real excited. So we have Leah Marie as well as Josh K in Chicago on the phone. This is our 50th episode. Welcome back to the One Mic, One Voice show.
What's going on?
The creators of the One Mic, One Voice anthem.
Oh, absolutely.
What kind of anthem?
Yes.
The anthem?
Theme song? Anthem?
What do you know? Wait, wait. Let's ask the creators.
Battle cry?
Like to, what would y'all like to call it?
The theme song. Anthem.
I'll say, so y'all a little bit confused about it, too.
Right.
I was going to go with theme song.
Yeah. It just serves multiple purposes. And, man, I love that song, man. I was just jamming to it last night. You know, every time I get a chance to listen to the episodes when we're done with it, you know, I get a chance to listen to the theme song. And, oh, man, every time.
Man, it's so funny because I still remember the day when you sent me the snippet.
right.
And Josh K is on there just going off, right? And I'm like, dude, are you kidding me? Like, can you not send me the whole song right now?
right.
He's like, nah, I'm going to just hit you with a little bit.
Teaser. And we got Brother Kareem in here. What you think of the theme song, man?
Hey, I want to say, first of all, you guys are doing a phenomenal job. Yeah, when I heard the jingle.
Thank you so much.
Yes. When I heard the jingle, I was like.
Oh, wait. He's calling it the jingle.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's the radio jargon. Okay. I think, you know.
All right.
I'm just using a little radio jargon.
No doubt.
But, it sounded great. I mean, you guys hit a grand slam. Congratulations on your success. I've seen the video. You did a great job, and I'm real good friends with your father.
Thank you.
And I just want to say, Keep doing it. It's a great thing that you guys got going on.
No doubt. Because I already been showing pictures. They ain't already seen the Rolls Royce.
Man. Yeah. That Phantom. It just, I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
That coupe, yeah. That Phantom coupe, yeah. That's only in my dreams.
remember back in the day that was a hot day.
I can imagine. Because you were on the rooftop, right?
Yeah, we shot on a rooftop, so it was pretty much the sun was beaming the whole time. I was sweating like crazy.
Right. So talk a little bit about Joe's video and what was that experience like to you?
I mean, ultimately, I feel like it came out really well. I like the end result. We actually shot in New York. Well, we shot a little bit in New Jersey, and we shot in New York as well. I mean, we shot for 2 days. You know, we were shooting for 2 days. There were 12-hour days, so it was long, and I was tired. But ultimately, it came out well. You know, his whole team, him, he's a really nice guy. He's a really classy and nice guy. And his team, you know, they were nothing but, you know, nice to me. And whatever I needed, they were right there.
Okay.
I mean, I feel like it came out very, very classy, very, you know, overall, it was just a really good project, and the experience for me was amazing. I'm glad everybody liked it, too. They loved the video.
Yeah, and the song is great. I mean, the song is hitting. So, but that's good to hear that, you know, they took care of you, because, you know, I don't want to have to take a flight to New York. you know what I'm saying? Because I keep it fully loaded.
Yeah. Oh.
But hey, Josh, man, so what you up to, man? Give us the latest on what you working on.
Well, I'm working on a new project, which is going to be coming out, I say, the end of September, beginning of October. So
great.
If you guys want to come down to Chicago, you guys are all invited to the Shizzy party.
Okay.
My boy Fabulous is getting ready to come out with a new project, a sequel to the one that he just released that I was on previously.
Okay.
And I just found out about, I'd say, 3 weeks ago, maybe a month ago, that I'm actually going to be on the second installment as well.
Oh, okay. Oh, congratulations.
That's good.
Yeah.
So, like, on my album, I got Tank, the R&B singer, supposed to be jumping on the track of mine.
Okay.
Wow. I just released a song with a major artist out that's it's pretty popular with the younger generation right now. His name's Kevin Gates. I have a song out with him. So I'm just continuing to build and network and just grow my career and just take it as far as I can take it. Sky's the limit.
Absolutely. 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 No, that's wonderful, man. Wow. I mean,
we're not talking into regular people.
No.
These are stars. It's like a surreal moment. I'm having right now.
Wow. No doubt.
You guys are stars.
Yeah, they're doing big things, man. And you know we're gonna pump up the music. Mm-hmm. So all you got to do is just
drop it.
Yeah, just drop it, because we definitely on the show gonna pump it up, man. And I think I text Josh and let him know that. Man, we got over 11,000 followers, man. And when we sitting it out, you know, you got a nice little audience that's going to listen to it
everywhere
and also multiply it. So it's a beautiful thing.
And that's great. We appreciate that on both ends. We, you know, it's a big family over there. You guys are rooting for us in our corner.
Definitely.
11,000 people on you guys' behalf is just something we're really, truly grateful for.
Absolutely, man. And, you know, we had a ball when we had you here in person. It's great to have you you know, celebrate this 50th episode with us. And
this is like a milestone, right?
Yeah,
it is. Milestone. You got an educated dad.
Yeah. Milestone.
We didn't even say milestone. I mean, I'd have you on the show to put it in perspective for us.
No, that's a milestone. It is. And I mean, it's been a lot of work, you know, up until this point. It's went by quickly. And it's only been a year.
Yeah,
I mean, and so we're looking forward to the 100th episode and moving on. But we couldn't do this show without bringing both of you on, the creators of our theme song, and just kind of talk about the work that you continue to do. And One Mic, One Voice, we celebrate you. And any way that we can continue to put the word out on the great things that you're doing. Hey, before I let you go, though, I let you go. See, she get nervous now. hey, talk about the silent party, because I don't think nobody at this table ever heard about a silent party.
Interesting.
Yeah, so they're doing this new thing in Chicago. It's called it's called the Silent Chicago, I believe. And it's a party that they throw. You go, and when you get there, everybody gets a pair of headphones. And there's like three different DJs, and they're all playing, you know, different types of music. And there's a little button on the headphones where you can switch between these three different stations. So really, everybody's trying to party in and listen to music through their headphones in the party. So me and Josh went for the first time, I think like last week or the week before that. And at first it was kind of weird, you know, because you walk in and like everybody's dancing, but you hear absolutely no music at all.
Everybody's dancing, but you don't hear no music because you don't have on no headphones.
Crazy. So then we eventually got our headphones and, you know, went into the section and, you know, got comfortable and stuff. Mm-hmm. And it was actually a really cool experience. I love to say, if you have not done a silent party, you should at least do one because, you know, it forces people to really listen to the music as if, you know, when people kind of go out now, it's kind of like pushed towards the background and people are kind of not really paying attention or, you know, doing other things, not really trying to dance. And it really just makes you really focus on the music and really have fun. So
that's interesting.
I think it's actually an organization that's here in Chicago. And if you book a venue and you want them to come out, you just give them a call and, you know, they bring their staff and their team and they bring the headphones and everything. So pretty cool.
Sweet. Yeah.
It was just funny because, one, like, the DJs are going back and forth right now. Like, you know, if you're on the red channel right now, stay with me. he you know, they were, like, having competitions, but, you know, the other DJs can't understand what they're saying. And then the most funniest thing was you realize how many people don't know the words to the song.
Yeah.
They're just making the words, like, in their headphones. So I'm looking like, those are not the words.
Oh, man, that sounds like a lot of fun. And thanks for explaining that.
Wait, I have another question. Can you talk in the party?
You got to take the headphones off.
Yeah, you got to take the headphones off.
Oh, okay.
So
if you go with somebody, right, and y'all are both getting separate pairs of headphones, do you make sure your partner is on the same station as you, or you just kind of...
No, you know what? See,
because
Josh,
if y'all want to dance together, y'all can't be listening to different songs. You gotta be on beat.
Josh kept changing his, like, every 2 seconds.
But then she'll look at me like, dang, you over the gym, what you think
about? Oh, that's crazy, man. But, hey, you know, thank you so much again.
Thank you guys for having us. You know, whenever we get a chance to, you know, hang out with you guys, it's always fun and laugh, so... Well, and congratulations on the 50th episode and to many more.
Absolutely. And Richard says thank you, too. And so hang on for a minute. Don't go anywhere. But we're going to take a break, folks, and we'll be right back.
What's up, guys? I am Leah Marie.
And this is Josh Kicks.
And we just want to congratulate you on your 50th episode.
We love the One Mic, One Voice show.
Yes, sir. That's it right there. Welcome back to the One Mic, One Voice show. Hey, that was great.
Man, always good talking to Leah and
man,
Josh, man.
Always, man. Very humble, very successful. And
man, the vision those two people have, man, it boggles my mind. You know, like, man, for them to be such a unique, ambitious tandem.
Yes.
That's insane. And
young
I
people.
I really commend them for what they're doing out there.
Young people, man. Focus. And not just setting goals, but achieving
and
them.
And smashing them.
That's what I'm saying.
My gosh.
That's beautiful.
Smashing the goal.
Yeah, that's a beautiful thing, man. So we're going to be looking forward to bringing you more news about them. But in the studio with us right now. Hey, again, I'm going to tell you, 50th episode.
We're celebrating.
As Leah say, milestone.
Milestone.
And so... in the studio with us, we have Frederick Montgomery and Wywana Montgomery.
Hello.
We are so thankful they stop. You know, we got folks just stopping through to celebrate with us.
You know what? The uniqueness of the Montgomery's presence in our studio is that 1 year today is when we had the episode with Bernadette Stainis. Right?
Yes,
and
last year.
You guys were there.
Yeah.
We were not in the studio.
Right. So progress.
Exactly.
Progress.
That's what we're talking about.
We were in a home studio. Exactly. Now we're in a place with a suite number and things. You know, moving on up.
And thank you so much for bringing us in contact with, as you, some of you folks don't realize, Thelma from Good Times. I just looked at Richard. Richard just like lost his composure for a minute.
You know,
when I said
Thelma,
he was like, he, you know, like he was on a ship or something. He couldn't get his sea legs. But man, I tell you what, do you remember when I came outside and I asked you who that dude was that was with her?
Right. And I'm like, I hate to tell you, bro, that's her husband.
And I went up to dude. I said, hey, look, man. I'm sorry, man. You might knock me out, man. But I've been waiting on this hug all my life.
Whatever the cost. Huh?
Yeah, he was so cool. It. He said, "Bro, go get your hug." But that was a wonderful, wonderful experience having such a tremendous star.
Yeah,
I mean, really on One Mic, One Voice, and kind of endorse us. And that really did a lot for the show. To be honest with you, we had a lot of people tune in. We had a lot of people take us serious. Because Bernadette came on, and so if you communicate with her, just let her know we're in forever in her debt.
I'll be sure to
because,
let her know
because we just really appreciate. And she called in one day, and we kind of talked about a project she was working on. So One Mic, One Voice completely supports her and the great work that she continues to do. Because, like I say, man, she only get. I was going to say better, but finer with time.
like a wine. Okay. Huh?
You know what I mean? I'm just going to keep it real. Man, love Bernadette, man. And her husband is so cool. I mean, just a smooth, smooth brother, man. I appreciate him. And we've communicated a little bit. And I would love to get her back to Oklahoma City because I think she has so much to give to young ladies and to men in general. I think her voice is one that is when I said young man, Richard was like, peaked up, man.
Especially my age.
It's okay, man.
Come on, Richard.
It's okay, man. We all love her, man. You just can't have Bernadette to yourself.
Look at him right now.
But Wywana, I want to talk a little bit because you have been working on a project, and I know. First of all, let me just say we both history majors, right? So we click on that level,
on a whole nother level. That's right.
And you know, I have seen your career develop over time, and you were with the Thunders, you was with the with the Girl Scouts, and you did great work there, and I have seen your passion. And your commitment to community and specifically to young girls and building up girls. I mean, that's kind of like your life's work.
Right.
And what you've done now, you've codified that.
Right, you know? Right.
And the book is titled Bold, Brave, and Courageous, A No-Fear Success Guide for Teen Girls. Talk to us about, you know, what was the motivation to write the book, but also what do you want young girls, ladies, men, because I always think men can learn from reading about things, right? So what is the takeaway? Why did you do it? Then what is the takeaway?
So my motivation, teenage girls are absolutely my heart. I mean, they're, you know, I've been one, obviously. And sometimes, you know, some of us have strong family backgrounds, a mother that you can speak to. But some of us don't. I was blessed to have that. But you still need that full village. So I understand that, you know, the things that I also do in the community for women, if nobody is keeping the teenage girl and the tween girl in mind, she may not ever have the mindset to grow up and go to a women's conference or a workshop or something like that where you can empower yourself. So basically, I took what I have been instilling in teen girls for years. There are four girls I personally mentor, shipped one off to Chicago School of the Arts yesterday. I'm very proud of her.
Beautiful.
And then about three or four times a year, I do group events for teen girls. So I basically took that message that I've already been putting into them and put in writing because I want it to be more than just local. I want it to go beyond just the four girls that I personally mentor because it's so important. there's so many pressures that they have, you know, looks and worried about the young men and all those things. So No Fear is an acronym, and it stands for never let anyone tell you what you cannot do. Open your mind to the possibility of your greatness. Fight for what you want. Expose yourself to new things. Act on opportunities to launch yourself and reach forward. So what I did is each chapter is dealing with one of those concepts, and I open up with a personal story, you know, because I'm not a robot. I'm not just a name on the cover. I wanted to share from my heart. So there's stories. I think the youngest one was a story from when I was 8 years old, but I also have stories from my teens and adulthood that I felt they could relate to, that are related to those concepts, and then drop the nuggets of wisdom after that. But, you know, I wanted it to be interesting so they'll get to laugh at me a little bit. And so that was my passion, is I wanted something they could throw in their purse.
Yeah.
You know, it's not meant to feel like school. It's a quick read. And when they read it, there should be some nuggets where they can get to work. So if you're out there, right, not just for your own individual daughter, but if you are mentoring a group as well, I put some little reflective activities in the back. Okay, you've read this. That's all
practical.
Good. But now let's put some goals in writing. I've got a place for them to put their goals. Put your bucket list down. And I want you to put the date when you accomplish that. You know, who are some mentors? So I want them to really begin to build a plan, because I read somewhere that the reason why a lot of us in general don't achieve goals, and I wish I had in front of me, basically only about 2% of people ever write their goals down. And it's shown that the proof is in the written goal, because then you have it in front of your face and you keep looking at it. You're accountable. Somebody else can keep you accountable. So that was the thing, is really wanting something they can take, sink their teeth into and get going. And I just want, you know, if you've got a girl out there that's 13 to 17, you know, it is for her, because most of the life experience is related to that. So, you know, it's that's where it's most relevant. But I also made sure it was safe for tween girls. So for this particular edition, I'm not talking about sex. I'm not talking about dating. Not only does every girl doesn't have that struggle, but I'm also focused on her. I'm not concerned on trying to teach you how to date safely right now. In this book, I want you to get keyed in on what your strengths are. You see what I'm saying? Internally, who are you? What are your strengths? What are you passionate about? How do I figure out what I'm good at? You know, that I'm focused on her in this particular volume. Maybe volume two will get a little heavier. I can touch on that too, but that's really where I'm at with that, trying to be part of that village.
Well, I want to say, first of all, congratulations to you.
Thank you.
I'm not shocked at all, okay, because I've seen you get to the lectern and speak. And we've been on panels together. So I am in no wise shocked with the product. And I know it's a great product, because you have so much to offer, not just to Oklahoma City, but beyond. And it, and you know, just kind of perusing through here, this is for every teen girl. I mean, it's for every teen girl. It's not just for Black girls, is for every teen girl. I think it's a universal message for every teen girl. And what we want to do, make sure that that you post it on One Mic, One Voice podcast page. You know, we got over, how many followers we got, DT?
11,000.
Oh,
what? Doing it. Let me congratulate you as well.
Well,
that's awesome.
We appreciate it. So, and our followers are worldwide.
Right.
So you're not, we're not talking 11,000 in Oklahoma.
No, we're talking about Tulsa down the street.
All over.
So we're talking all over. So
and
please.
I do travel. I do workshops.
Absolutely.
I do, I travel. Absolutely. I'm a public speaker, and I love teens and I love women's and women. That was not proper grammar. I love women's. I love women, ladies, teens.
So let me just say this. If they want to get the book, how do they get it?
Okay. You have three different options.
Okay.
If you want an autographed copy directly from me, I have them on hand, so you can reach me at, the email address is reachforward@outlook.com. I'll put my phone number out there as well, 405-606-1503. The book is also available at Amazon.com. And I just left from down the street. In a week, you'll be able to get it at Barnes & Noble at 63rd and May.
Okay.
So we are making moves. Grab the book. It's also on Kindle. But your daughter, if you're an adult that's trying to wants to support the Kindle version, is fine. But because there's a writing section in the back, if you're getting it for a girl, she does need a print copy.
Absolutely, absolutely. And hey, listen, only use the phone number if you want the book. Okay, she good looking sister.
Her husband is in the
studio. Husband's in the studio. Tall brother, got muscles. Don't get it twisted, right? Book only.
Serious put that out there. Only. Yeah.
Only.
You know what's interesting is that, you know, I've talked with women and teenagers and not all of them, but I've heard them say, you know, I'm in my 20s, I'm in my 30s, and I didn't necessarily have the people in my life that have given me mentorship, right. have given me skills that are practical for my life today. And now that I'm trying to catch up, you know, everything is a little bit more difficult. So what do you say to those women? I know that your book is focusing now on teenagers, and that's a good age to, you know, try and get them going in a direction. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, there are grown women who are still kind of struggling with some of these basic things that, you know, could have been passed down to them later, I mean, earlier on in life.
Right.
So
I would just say, don't feel like you're behind. Mm-hmm. Just know you're where you're at. Mm-hmm. And where you are, you can only go up. So those things that you don't know and you don't understand, find a mentor. You know, I'm an adult, but I still have a mentor.
Right.
This is my first time publishing a book, so I had to communicate with people who have already published books, and they know what the process is and what to do. So don't worry about, you know, maybe I don't know X, Y, and Z. You're just in a different stage. So I would say get a hold and get a communication with a mentor. And I do have adult women, I know exactly what you're saying, who've bought the book. Because they're like, I'm 25, 26 years old. I'm a mom, and I still need some of this for myself so that I can put it into my daughter. You know, I met a young lady a couple weeks ago. Actually, I had a little small book signing. And by the way, the conference already happened this year, so that's still rolling.
Okay.
That was August 13th, so that No Fear Ladies Conference is every year as well.
Okay.
August 26th for 2017, so you can mark your calendar.
Be there.
Now. But the young lady, this woman picked it up, and she said, you know what? My mother died when I was a child. So I didn't have a mother to take my hand and talk to me about how to handle myself and build my esteem up and you know, how to get the proper education. She said, I can benefit from this right now.
Yeah.
So I would say get those mentors and be honest about what you don't know.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
Don't feel like you're weak because you're asking for help. What's really weak is not asking for help.
Absolutely.
Because you can't improve.
Y'all hear these gems she dropping?
Absolutely. You can't improve if
my
you don't get help. So, you know, reach out, get what you need to get, and start moving.
Absolutely.
Don't stay stuck there. Yeah, I didn't have my father, but how long can I talk about that?
Yeah.
You know, I've seen it more in adulthood than as a child.
Yeah.
So we build where we are now because he can't go back and make up what he missed when I was a child. We build where we are.
Yeah.
So, lady out there, if you didn't get what you need, find a mentor. You can hit me up on Facebook. I talk to people all the time. I don't mind. I love it.
Wonderful.
Because I
Wonderful.
Didn't get where I am on my own. You know, my mother gave me all she could, but there was a body of other mentors as well. So don't feel bad about it. Just recognize it and find some people to fill in those gaps and just start moving from where you are.
Well, we're excited about the project here. Any way we can support it. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
And being part of this celebratory episode, our 50th. And we just appreciate you, and we look forward. And we'll have you back on to talk about the conference as well that's coming up. We need to do that. But, folks, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to have somebody else on the on the phone to celebrate with us.
We're reflecting today.
Reflecting.
Happy 50th episode.
We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Tiffany Hill, host of Authentic Conversations, a weekly motivational podcast where we discuss matters such as self-worth, relationships, parenting, professional development, physical, emotional, and spiritual health. You can find me on Facebook at Authentic Conversations by Tiffany Hill, on social media at @th_authentic, and you can also subscribe to Authentic Conversations on iTunes and Podbean, and the show is also available on blackandstudios.com. I look forward to connecting with you, and remember, to live authentically is the ultimate form of happiness.
This is Dr. Paul Ketchum, and I fully support One Mic, One Voice, and I recommend you do the same.
Welcome back to the One Mic, One Voice show. You know what, man? Hey, Wanda's still hanging in the show with us, so she hadn't went anywhere. We're excited. But, man, on the line, we could not do this 50th episode.
Having fun on the 50th.
I'm having fun, too. But listen, we couldn't do this without having Jamie Pettis come back on,
That's
man.
Right.
I mean,
we've heard great things.
DT, I have, as you said, we have heard great things from across the globe about the episodes that she's been on, the things that she's involved with, the encouragement.
The activism, the
encouragement for others to get involved. Jamie, welcome back to the One Mic, One Voice show. Thank you for celebrating our 50th with us. How you doing, Jamie?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing all right. We're having a whole lot of fun up in the studio today.
Yeah, congratulations on 50.
Thank you. It's a milestone, and I mean, you were part of two of those episodes that I think got a lot of listeners' attention. And so just talk a little bit. So what you been up to since we had you on?
Well, I've had some life stuff pop up, so
gotcha.
Some things have been on hold. But yeah, I've been painting. I'm an artist.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I do a lot of my expression and, you know, and social expression through painting. So yeah. I've been focusing on that, and you know, that's kind of about it.
Well, I can tell you some of your art is beautiful, and you need to post some of your art not only in our group page but also on the One Mic One Voice podcast Facebook page. And you know, I remember you. I mean, we were texting one day, and you told me, you said, I'm gonna be painting pretty much all day long, and I was just like, wow, you know, that's dedication.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's, you know, Jamie was like, hey, I don't have no time right now. I'm focused.
Yeah, man.
To me, that was beautiful, man. And I was so respectful of that, because here is an artist that is at work with her craft. Mm-hmm. And I just think that's a beautiful thing. And I just want to encourage you, put some of that stuff out so that we can see, so that we can have interest. I'm sure that. You know, we want to get something distinctly Jamie hanging up in the studio here. Richard is nodding his head. We want a Jamie, you know, original, you know, whatever you do, we want it up in the studio. So, you know, post that stuff so people can see what you're doing beyond Arizona and beyond Oklahoma City.
Yeah, I will do that. And if I ever needed like a fan club, I'm going to call you guys. You're very encouraging.
Trust me. We will be your fan club. And we know that you have a busy day. You got things going on. But, Jamie, I want to just thank you not only for, you know, your social activism, but also for being a friend of the One Mic, One Voice show, for your support. Me and DT, we love you. We appreciate you. We support you. And, again, thank you so much for just giving us a few moments of your time today.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys. And I'll be seeing you on Facebook, and I'll see you when I get to Oklahoma.
Absolutely. Yeah. We look forward to having you in the studio. So take care, and let's talk soon.
All right. You guys have fun.
All right. Thank you. Folks, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
This is Richard Taplin, host of Black in Studios, The Black Box. Join myself and Elijah Bailey as we discover new ways to self-improve ourselves. Also, we interview podcasters and local entrepreneurs. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at Black in Studios, and also come to our website, blackinstudios.com, where you can find all the podcasts I record here. And remember, it's Black in.
Welcome back to the One Mic, One Voice show. You know, we had to come back in the studio because we were trying to get a hold of James McKnight. He's a former NFL player, had been on the show before to celebrate our 50th with us. But we actually called the wrong number in Florida. And we just had this wonderful conversation with this lady named Iris. It was her birthday. And we couldn't delete it from the show, folks. So we just want you to take a moment, sit back, and just listen to this great conversation. Then following her, we're gonna actually dial the right number and have James McKnight on the call.
He and my son do a financial radio show
okay.
every day from 1 to 2 in the afternoon.
Okay, wonderful.
On A financial. It's financial. What kind of radio show do you do?
Well, we're called the One Mic, One Voice show, and we're basically talk about social issues and current issues of the day, and we're trying to reach, I guess we got the numbers mixed up, we're trying to reach a former NFL football player that had been on the show before. This is actually our 50th episode, so it's kind of...
Congratulations. Well, you definitely didn't reach an NFL former football player in me. But today is my birthday, so
Well, wonderful.
Another birthday wish from somebody.
Well, you know what?
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
Happy
birthday to you. Yeah, yeah, we can sing happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear
lady.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you very much, and good luck on your show.
Good luck. Now, what is your first name, so we know?
Iris.
Iris. Happy birthday, Iris.
Now, what part of Florida are you in, Iris?
I'm in Plantation, which is a suburb of Fort Lauderdale.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Matter of fact, some of our guests lived actually in Plantation. That's interesting.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. And so you're not in any threat of the flooding down there or the Zika virus that's going on down there?
No. We're away from the Zika virus thing, and we've had just intermittent heavy rain,
okay,
but nothing
right
of any consequence here. Right. So we're okay. Good.
Well, wonderful.
We're good.
Well, Iris, thank you so much for entertaining our wrong conversation. Happy
okay
birthday. And we
thank
we,
you.
We,
good
we,
luck.
Good luck
thank
to you too. Bye bye now.
Bye.
This is Josh K.
And I am Leah Marie.
And when we listen to podcasts, we always listen to
One Mic, One Voice. You can change the world, it's your choice.
Your choice.
Man, I've been blessed, man. I'm here in my hometown of Apopka, Florida, man, rolling through, just celebrating my sister's 50th birthday.
Okay.
Last night, man. So I'm just being, I'm in heaven right now, man. Being loved on by all my family members, man. It's no place like home, man.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Being my child, it's just no place like home. So I'm blessed. No complaint.
And, you know, have you been affected by all the flooding or the Zika virus that's going on?
No, the Zika virus is kind of close to home, being there in Miami and,
okay,
and little Wynwood district, but it's actually close to my job, but it's not close to my home.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're mostly like pregnant women that kind of has really been affecting and things like that.
Yeah.
But as for the flooding, no, we're not getting any flooding in Florida. We got so much water, man, that It's soaking up in the canals and the lakes. We've got a lot of bodies of water around South Florida.
And you know, before we go even any further, let me just say we are speaking with James McKnight, the former pro NFL receiver. The brother was bad on the field, okay? And he is even more dangerous in real life. And so we've had him in the studio. It's a pleasure to have you. Your credentials goes beyond. Matter of fact, I could probably spend the rest of the hour talking about the accolades that you have received. But, man, I just want to thank you so much for your support of One Mic, One Voice, but also for the work that you do as an individual. And let me just say this personally, as a black man, that means a
Amen.
Lot to me. Okay?
Amen. Amen.
And
it means a lot to me as well, man. I mean, I don't think that, especially in today's hour, you know, when we have so much that we can discuss about the black community right now, now is the time for more and more black men to lift their voices.
Absolutely.
And to be heard and to be seen. Because if we don't, man, we're just going to have another generation of young men that's lost and trying to find their own way, which is a way that's leading to death and destruction. So it's a pleasure that you guys have avenues like this, you know, to where, you know, there, you know, individuals can come on and speak their mind, but better yet, speak truth.
Yes.
That's going to empower our community, man. And so I'm always I love to be a part of things like that.
Absolutely, man. And we're hoping still to get a one mic, one voice down in Florida. So we're not going to give up on that idea.
Mm-hmm. I'm down, brother.
You know,
I'm down.
And you know, I want to ask you a question, but first of all, I want to set it up though, because I don't want to put you in a bad position, but I was reading about, about Kaepernick of the 49ers and his stance on not standing up. Now I'm from Milwaukee, so Kaepernick is kind of dear to me because he's a Milwaukee boy too. And let me say this: I served my country for 13 years. However, I support his freedom of expression to do as he wants to do, and I'm not going to be critical of him. Because the Constitution allows for us to do exactly what he did. So, brother, I just want to know, what is your take, you know, being in the NFL, what is your take with that?
I concur with your assessment of it. I think that what he did was his expression. You know, it wasn't gospel. Mm. It wasn't the truth. It wasn't the word of God. Mm-hmm. It was his expression on his view of these United States that we live in.
Mm-hmm.
And if most people can be honest by what he said, is that, you know, he's not going to stand up to a country that oppresses black people. Was that true or false?
No, that's true, bro.
It's true. Or other people of color.
Yeah.
Was that true or false?
That was true.
So for me, for him to make that statement, that was a statement of truth, and that was his truth. And he's entitled to it.
Yeah.
So anybody that try to look to that and say, oh, well, he disrespected veterans and that fought and died for this country. Okay, but he honoring the black men and women that died for this country.
That's right.
So he wasn't disrespecting anybody. He spoke for the people. He can't speak for somebody that's dead. They dead.
Yeah.
They gone.
Yeah.
Or, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But he are speaking for the way that they're treating right now, live, able-bodied human beings that are being treated right now.
Yeah.
He spoke to that, and people trying to demonize him for it.
Yeah.
You know, but the ones that are demonizing for it are the ones that don't want to step on nobody's toes because they're trying to be light.
Yeah.
They're trying to be politically correct. And in my opinion, he was being politically correct because that's his truth.
Yes.
And he spoke a truth. He didn't lie. He didn't fabricate a story.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't trying to draw attention to him like he needs some popularity.
Mm-hmm.
He's an NFL star. He's a quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers. He's a team that led Jim Harbaugh's 49ers almost to the Super Bowl 2 years in a row.
That's right.
So he's not looking for anybody to shake some pom-poms at him.
Mm.
He made a statement.
Yeah.
And if those of you were offended by that statement, then just be offended by it, but don't try to muzzle him like or demonize him because at the end of the day, you know what? My mother, my ancestors, my, you know, the people that I got family in the military right now. Cousins younger than me that have been serving over 20 years in the military. So he wasn't speaking against anybody that's serving, and even yourself. You served 13 years.
That's right.
You know, he didn't speak against anything that held true in the values of serving and protecting your country.
Yeah.
But he are speaking to the truth of this, the reality of the world that we really live in.
Absolutely.
You know, some people like to live in, you know, the America that they see on their side of the railroad track.
Yeah.
But he's speaking about the other side of the track, you know, the side that they don't want to drive through, that they don't want to look at, that you got idiots like, you know, one of the candidates for the presidency, you know, can't even honor the death of Dwayne Wade's sister properly.
That's right. That's
right. I mean, you know, cause properly.
Mm.
So all these things is the reason that he made those statements, because that's the world that most of us live in. that a lot of us don't want to talk about. And if he spoke the truth, then let his truth be heard.
Yeah. Man, I you know what, man? Man, we over here, bro. I'll tell you what, class was in session.
Get him,
man, I'm mad. You know, it's not to me. I'm just going to speak for me. It's nothing more valuable than to hear a brother speaking truth. And what we just heard was an analysis that could not have been put better. From the inside to the outside of the NFL, to the humanity of what it means to be black, to this, to James, who is well celebrated for who he is and what he has accomplished. Brother, I'm here to tell you, we could not have conceived that better in what you had said, man. We can't add to that, man. It was deep. Bro, we tried not to go that deep today.
Hey, it's supposed to be a light show, right? It's supposed to be a light day today.
But, man, what you added to that, man, that commentary was right on. And I can't help but agree with every single word you said, man. And what I'm looking forward to, man, having you back in Oklahoma City so we can have you sit at the table, or have us come out to Florida so that we can sit and do the One Mic, One Voice show.
That's right.
Because we want to come out there and do our thing too, brother.
Man, we need to talk about, you know, getting that going on, man. I got some other stuff that I'm working on right now. I'm coming out with a platform where I'll be speaking from, and it's called Results Matter. Results are spelled with Z's and not S's.
Okay.
And at the end of the day, man, it's kind of what I'm talking about right now, man. A lot of people are talking, but nobody really looking out for the results.
Absolutely.
And from Jesus' time to now, man, everything that he did walking this earth, it was to produce a result for the Father.
Absolutely.
And if we're operating in anything as a black, white, green, yellow man or woman, and it's not producing a result that's going to better benefit your community, your town, your schools, your churches, your children, you know, then you need to reevaluate what you put your time and effort and energy into.
Absolutely.
And so, man, be on the lookout for that. Got some other stuff coming on board. I can't speak on right now, but we need to bring one mic, because you got a brother on this line. They ain't afraid to speak his mind, and I'm gonna speak the truth.
Absolutely, and like I want to encourage you. Any way that you see us being part of that, brother, count us in. We are with you. We support you. We will participate. Please just let us know, and we will be there.
James, gotcha, this is why I want to. I'm passing the bucket around now for that message.
Oh, my God.
I'm collecting right now to send it back to Plantation at Popka, because that was good, bro. Right.
Yeah, that.
Why? I was trying to listen to it when you was on. I was trying to listen to it, but I have no volume.
Okay.
We'll get the link. We'll get it from the podcast directly.
But, brother, thank you so much for celebrating this 50th episode with us. And let's keep in touch. Let's communicate. Let's build. Let's go forward together, man. And thank you so much.
Thank you.
And listen, have a great day. You always have a place here on One Mic, One Voice.
I love it, man. I love you guys. And enjoy the rest of the day, the rest of the podcast. And I'm sending y'all much love from the state of Florida.
All right. Thank you, brother. Folks, we will be right back.
Thank you for downloading this episode. Here on iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean, Google Play Music, or whatever podcasting library you're listening to this show on, please rate and review. Those reviews and ratings help us tremendously. We thank you.
Welcome back to the One Mic, One Voice show. You know, that was man, I had so much fun. And with Brother James, and the knowledge that he dropped,
my God,
boom, like in the place, fill the place up with wisdom and knowledge. But, man, we're going to take it to a whole nother level.
Okay, we got the pioneer on the line.
Oh, we have the pioneer on the line. Our brother, Gregory Jerome, man, he is in California.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He has, listen, man, let me just say this. When I first met this brother and saw him in action and heard him speak, the first thing that came to me is he's bigger than Oklahoma. Mm. I was thankful that he was in Oklahoma. But sometimes you see folks, man, you go like, man, this brother, man, Oklahoma just containing him.
Man, you know what? Wait, because I remember one of the first kind of lunches me and you had, we had these conversations forever, you know. Yeah. And that's something that you told me, like, man, DT, if you keep yourself confined in this little space that you're in right now, man, you're doing yourself a disservice.
Absolutely.
Because you're bigger than this, you Absolutely. Know. And I appreciate that. And Absolutely. You're noticing the potential of other people,
Absolutely.
You know, and Gregory is doing amazing things.
Amazing.
The guy has pioneered events that have only happened for the first time ever
first
in history.
Time.
Right.
First time.
And so, man, I'm Listen. Gregory, man, what you been up to, man?
Man, that's welcome to the show, brother Greg. How you doing, man?
Man, I'm blessed. It's an honor to be back on here.
Well, you know, it's our 50th episode, man, and we could not do it without you tuning in. Mm-hmm. So tell us, man, you know, what's going on in California? Why California?
Well, California actually is a place for more opportunities for what I'm looking for in life, period, to fulfill my purpose. Mm. And, you know, the journey provides us with stepping stones and situations to help mold us to develop who we're supposed to be and the impact we're supposed to have on individuals, communities, organizations, and et cetera. So California presents itself in a different form of fashion than what Oklahoma City has. I'm actually looking right now. I have an opportunity to work with the LA school district with doing some after school programming. So it's what the organization called LA Best. They do after school programming for 196 schools in the city of Los Angeles. So they're interested in me being a core coordinator and then also bringing in the elemental hip hop program that I was doing in Oklahoma City. Mm. Wow. So I'm just looking here for more opportunities to expand into network that I can eventually create a highway for Oklahoma and Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. So I came out here so it could benefit the efforts that the impact efforts that I would like to do in Oklahoma City. Because sometimes when you're in a place, a lot of people are not as progressive thinkers and really don't see the full picture of the culture and creativity and the impact of thereof. You know, so you have to get around people who can assist with that, who understands it, and who supports it.
Bruh,
spoken like a true philosopher.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly. I can sit back and listen to this brother talk like all day long, man. I mean, what you have just kind of laid on the table is, I mean, the fact that you are willing to expand your vision and to put yourself in a place for success, not forgetting about where you came from. That's what's deep. You heard the brother. He didn't talk about, well, you know, I moved from Oklahoma. No.
Okay, so he's wide. Yeah.
He's talking about the connection that he needs to make to improve Oklahoma City in Oklahoma through this initiative that he's doing in California, man. And like I say, man, there's few people that you meet in life, man, that have the talent and the gift and the capability and the passion and the dedication. There's few people you meet in life, man. And brother Greg, you are one of those, man. And I saw greatness on you, just like I saw on DT, just like I see on Richard. I see greatness, man, on the efforts that you're doing. And all I can say, brother, I sit back. Nothing. First of all, let me say this. Nothing you do shocks me. I'm just going to be honest with you. Whatever you tell me moving forward, it don't shock me, man, because I'm waiting.
The element of surprise is over.
It's over, man, because I know you. I'm just waiting for, okay. So when you tell me stuff, I'm like, okay.
What's
man, you like, man, Mike ain't excited about it. No, because I see that in you, man.
It's an expectation
and
now.
Be odd, man. I mean, it don't shock me, bro. Nothing that you're doing and the boundaries that you have set for yourself and the barriers that you have broken down, none of that shocks me.
Well, I appreciate it, man. It's been a tough journey to overcome.
Yeah.
You know, the situations and the projects. Mm. But I appreciate it, man. Thanks for having that belief in me and faith in what I do. Mm. You know, it's individuals like yourself that I look at as well to help push me. Mm. You know, it's like to inspire me to do things that I believe I should be doing as well.
Mm. But hold on, I have to tell the story, man. I got this brother came to me when I was director of the Ralph Ellison Library and said, hey, look, man, I want to put this program on about the Tulsa Race Riots. Ain't nobody come to me about the Tulsa Race Riots. Know about it, read about it, study it. Here comes Brother Gregory. I want to do this program, okay? We do the program, man. Successful program. Man, this is a brother that is in tune with the struggle of a people. Man, we don't understand the value that brings to our society, not just Oklahoma City. Let me tell you something. I'm teaching a class now here at UCO, teaching a history class.
Okay, professor.
Okay. I introduced the Tulsa Race Riots. They looking at me like, I'm like, man, are y'all like dumbfounded or something? Y'all haven't heard. This hasn't been taught in the class. It is not taught in the classrooms, brother. Okay? So what I'm saying to you is you are on the forefront. You are leading. You're not following. You are leading the conversation in this discourse about history as well as our present day. And, man, I can honestly say to you, I don't do nothing but salute you, man, and support you. And One Mic is behind you in whatever you put your hands to.
Brother, I appreciate that. You know, that's one of the, I guess, issues that I guess leaders really have is those people that support them.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, because some people don't really see the vision, you know, the bigger picture. So it's a true struggle, you know, even with the inner man. Not only with the project at hand, but also with the inner man with believing in himself, you know, and I'll be honest, like I struggle with that sometimes. Mm. I struggle with believing in myself at times, you know, but I'm pretty sure, you know, other leaders, great leaders in the past have struggled with the same thing too.
Yeah, man. You know,
you know, so it seems like, you know, at times I think about them and what they had to persevere through, even though it's not the same times, but I still think there's those inner battles that you still have to confront within yourself to do the unknown or, you know, historic efforts to present things. So, you know, having individuals like yourself and the support status, man, really brings great vibes and energy to move on, to press on.
Well, I can say you just gave us a topic for a new show, believing in yourself. I mean, the struggle against all odds.
It's real.
To believe in yourself and your God-given ability.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm sorry to cut you off, but there's times, you know, with everything, but a lot of things put my hands on. I don't want to do it, you know. It's not looking the way that I envision it. Mm. You know, I've wanted to give up. I've told myself, like, I'm not going to do it. Mm. You know, but then fate strikes again, like, well, you know what? You got to do it.
Yeah.
You're supposed to do it. Yeah. You're the chosen one. Mm. So you have to persevere through the struggle, the sacrifice, the trials, tribulations to overcome, you know, overcome those adversities and press through, even though it's not what you envision.
Yeah. Mm. I tell you what, man, I like that statement, the chosen one.
You know, what's funny is that, you know, our light is for everybody, you know, and if we choose not to shine it, then everybody be in the dark, right? Mm. And so what Gregory is saying is that if he don't be the type of person that is able to expend himself at every capability that he have, then he do all of us a disservice that way because... Yeah. He ain't showing us everything we could be seen, right?
Absolutely.
And it's our responsibility to be able to persevere and to give ourselves those mental tests to be able to say, you know what, man, this is what I'm supposed to do, mm-hmm. and I can't shy away from that. There's mm-hmm. there's no escaping it. There's no hiding from it. It's in me to do, so I have to do.
Brother, listen, mm-hmm. you are obligated to me.
Mm-hmm.
I am obligated to you. Mm-hmm. It's not about self. Mm-hmm. It's right. about the call. And I have to place myself in a position of servitude with my gifts, with my talents, no matter how difficult the road may be, how many obstacles I may face. I am doing this not for me, but for you.
Mm-hmm.
That's the principle. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir, that's brother.
Right. Man, I want to say mm-hmm. I appreciate the topics that you guys bring to the mm-hmm. forefront for discussion to the community. I value what you guys bring to the table for discussion to enlighten individuals and to impact the community of Oklahoma and others yeah. as well outside of Oklahoma. Yeah. So I salute you guys, man, for the work that you guys have put in, persevered through. I know it's all changes and situations you have to overcome to do what you guys are doing, man. So I salute you guys for every effort and accomplishments and in the future yeah. for you guys as well.
Well, I appreciate it, brother.
Thank you.
Thank you, brother. Man, we could not have done this episode, man.
Perfect.
You know, you came up, man, you were the capstone of this episode, man. And brother, I just appreciate you, man. And we tried to stay lighthearted today, but yeah. brother James McKnight came in, the former NFL player came in and just, man, he dropped a bomb in here, man. And then you came back, man, and you just built upon yeah. that. And so folks, as always, you know, when it come to One Mic, One Voice, listen, we have to talk about the issues that are most important to us today. We can't run from it. Mm-hmm. It's why we exist. Mm-hmm. And when we recognize that we are situated in a story bigger than us, we realize that history mm-hmm. will speak of us. Somewhere in the distant yeah. future, a scribe will reach down deep into the archives of our time, and what will she find? Will she discover that we overcame our differences? Will she find that out of many we became one? Or will she find that we solved nothing and remain a divided peoples? Yes, history will speak of us.
We can make a difference if we try. We can be the change that's in our lives. All we gotta do is work together. We gotta raise our children better. We gotta stop the hate, and spread the love.
One mic, one voice. You can change the world, it's your choice. One mic, one voice. You can change the world, it's your choice.
One mic,
one voice. You can change the world, it's your choice.
One
mic, one voice. You can change the world, it's your choice.
Your choice.
Today's broadcast is being brought to you by Blacken Studios. To learn more about Blacken Studios, please visit them at blackenstudios.com or visit them on their Facebook page, Blacken Studios. Today's broadcast is also being brought to you by Perry Publishing and Broadcasting. To learn more about Perry Publishing and Broadcasting, please visit their website at perrypublishingandbroadcasting.net. The opinions of the One Mic, One Voice show do not reflect the views of Blacken Studios or Perry Publishing and Broadcasting. Thank you for downloading the One Mic, One Voice show.